the gender line helps to keep women not on a pedestal, but in a cage.
From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. If you haven't already guessed, today we're talking about the one and only Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You may know her, you probably love her. Let's learn more. Joan Ruth Bader was born in Brooklyn, New York in 1933 to a fairly average middle-class Jewish family. The Baders were deeply involved in their community and were observant Jews who went to synagogue regularly. However, the gender segregation of more Orthodox Judaism made Ruth uncomfortable. She's since said that she was jealous there were no bat mitzvahs when she was growing up. Ruth was the youngest of two children, though her elder sister died of meningitis when Ruth was just 14 months old. Death struck the family again right before Ruth's high school graduation, when her mom died of cancer. Ruth was an excellent student and developed an educational resume chock full of impressive institutions of higher learning, from Cornell to Harvard to Columbia. She got a full ride for her undergrad studies at Cornell, where she was mentored by famed professors Vladimir Nabokov, the author of Lolita, and constitutional lawyer Robert Cushman. She also met a guy named Marty Ginsburg.
I have had the great good fortune to share life with a partner truly extraordinary for his generation, a man who believed at age 18, when we met, that a woman's work, whether at home or on the job, is as important as a man's.
At Harvard, Ruth was one of only 9 women at the law school, and she was the first woman on the editorial staff of the Law Review. At the same time, she was also taking care of Marty, who'd been diagnosed with testicular cancer, and their 14-month-old daughter, Jane. She averaged something like 2 hours of sleep a night, and to this day, she's known for working into the wee hours of the morning. Despite the fact that she tied for first place in her graduating law school class, she struggled to find work because she was a woman and a mother. At that point, only 2 women had ever served as federal judges, and female attorneys were still far from ubiquitous. Still, Ruth scored a clerkship and then became an assistant professor at Rutgers. It was a time of gender discrimination at a level that feels both foreign and familiar today. When getting the assistant professor gig in 1963, the dean of Rutgers Law School asked her to accept a low salary because Ruth's husband had a well-paying job. And when she got pregnant with her second child, she wore oversized clothes because she worried her contract wouldn't be renewed if she appeared obviously pregnant. RBG's famed work on gender inequality began around that time. In 1970, she was asked to introduce and moderate a law school panel on women's liberation. A year later, she published 2 articles on the subject and taught a class on gender discrimination. As part of the course, she partnered with the American Civil Liberties Union on 2 briefs for federal cases. RBG's fight for gender equality continued. She founded the ACLU's Women's Rights Project, co-authored a law school casebook on gender discrimination, and argued 6 cases in front of the Supreme Court. She won 5 of the 6. On June 4, 1993, President Bill Clinton nominated Ruth Bader Ginsburg to the Supreme Court, and she was confirmed 2 months later.
I, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
On the court, Ruth became well known for her participation and style. She's active in oral arguments, and she makes judicial fashion statements through her jabots, or collars. When she made it to the highest court in the land, she didn't forget about the ladies. Early on, she wrote the opinion that found that the men-only admissions policy at the Virginia Military Institute violated the Equal Protection Clause. She also wrote a dissent on a vote that she said chipped away at women's right to choose, and a case that said that women can't bring a federal civil lawsuit against an employer for paying her less than her equally qualified male counterparts.
But you have called yourself, and others have, a ferocious feminist litigator.
A flaming feminist.
A flaming!
Right. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been and continues to be a pioneer for justice. Tune in tomorrow for the story of another incredible pioneer. Special shout out to the one and only Liz Kaplan, my sister and the brain behind this incredible collection of women. Talk to you tomorrow.